Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To me, I have to admit, as an ISO, independent sports observer, my favorite moment of the night may have been that rarity, that comet that flies in the sky and you never know when it's going to come. And you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Last night, we heard a double bang!
Into the hands of Jalen Brunson, Knicks down two. 8 seconds to go, Brunson drives, pulls back, three-pointer, bang! Jalen Brunson knocks it down, and the Knicks take the lead with 4.4 remaining.
That's why he's missed the clutch. The reigning missed the clutch because of his shenanigans, his antics in the fourth quarter. We mentioned how tired the man was. Shot coming up short. Turned the ball off his foot, and now he comes up with a big three ball.
And you can see the look on the bench. He's exhausted. Absolutely.
Right.
Spent right now, but what a shot from Brunson to give him 25, and the Knicks take a one-point lead.
A double bang. And I know what you're thinking. Come on, guys, it's the Pacers, man. It's the middle of December. But no, Mike Breen felt the moment with guys sitting off of the NBA Cup victory and a game in that really felt ugly and lost the whole day. Mm-hmm. You got Diawara making a start. There's Jalen Brunson.
Porty made the start too, right?
That's right. Porty started.
It's like, where is everybody in this game? Oh, it's the six and whatever Pacers.
And not only that, you do it in front of Tyrese Halliburton, who is still smarting over that John Cena tap out. So I give Mike Breen credit. I did not expect a double bang when I sat down for Knicks Pacers, right. But hey, we got it.
It was still 4 seconds left. Give OG credit as well.
Oh, yeah, big defensive play.
The steal was a big deal.
I get it. But you know what? It's not even about the game. It's about the double bang.
Oh, the double bang.
Dude, those are rare.
Of course they are.
And I trust Mike Breen. For him to whip that out on December 18th against the Pacers, that's kind of amazing.
I mean, they are the current, what is it called?
Reigning and defending Eastern Conference champions.
No. No, the Knicks I'm talking about. What is it called?
The NBA Cup champions?
NBA Cup. They are the current NBA Cup champions. That was a huge win coming off winning against the San Antonio Spurs. That's huge.
Absolutely.
Not really huge, but you know what I mean.
It's worthy of a double bang. That's all I know. Now, let's get your phone calls. If you just missed it, earlier today, the New York Post had like a tiny blurb and a longer article by Mike Puma talking about Mets payroll and how the expectation is the payroll will be maybe a little bit lower than last year, right around 310 to 320. And then Steve Cohen took that and decided to say, as typical, the usual idiots misinterpreting a Post article on Mets payroll for 2026. And then he went on to over-explain everything to us, to fan-splain things to us, or owner-splain things to us about payroll. Let's kick it off with Dan in Belmar. What's up, Dan?
Hey.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys, usually it takes until about June for me to be this mad at the Mets, but Steve Cohen's managed to do it in December, so I give him a lot of credit. Is he kidding me with that tweet he sends out calling us idiots? After everything that he's done this past month, what happened to the owner that 5 years ago, when he bought the Mets, he said, I want to win a World Series in 5 years. He was one of us. He was a fan, and he was going to put his best foot forward to do that. Now he's talking about waiver claims and things like that. The guy sells a piece of art that was a golden toilet in November, the same week, for $12 million, the same week he doesn't give any offer to Pete. It's ridiculous how brainwashed that David Stearns has made Steve Cohen now.
What I want Steve Cohen to understand is he may be listening and being annoyed by Dan's phone call. This is what happens when the Mets lose, and this is what happens when popular free agents leave. The benefit of the doubt is no longer there.
Yeah, this is how it's being perceived right now.
Correct.
The reality might be very different. But guess what? We're not privy to it. We're not in the meeting rooms. We're not even getting reports out of the meeting rooms. This is very odd compared to last year with Pete Alonso, with his free agency. It felt like there was a report every couple of days. Somebody saying something, his agent saying something, his agent's, I don't know, mouthpiece saying something. It just felt like there was a lot of movement. This year, nothing.
I think what happened was the Mets were playing the Alonso market similar to last year, which is we're going to wait until he comes back to us and accepts a 2 or 3 year deal. And the difference was there was a team.
That was last year. And he had the QO, so it was different.
Tiki, I'm just explaining what I think happened.
Yeah, I mean,
The same way.
If that's what happened, then that's pure ignorance.
Well, that's the reporting.
Talk about morons. And what did he call them? Idiots?
He said, as typical, the usual idiots.
Yeah, so talk about idiocy. That's idiocy. Well, you thought it was going to be the same this year as it was last year.
Well, it also could be, not if they assumed it would be the same, but also said, this is as far as we're willing to go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So even if, yes, a team like Baltimore comes in with a 5-year offer, we're not going to match it. And according to that same article by Mike Puma, the Mets never talked to Alonso's camp until the Orioles made that offer, and it was a courtesy call back to the Mets just to say, this is happening, and the Mets were never going to make a counteroffer.
Yeah, we're good. Go ahead. We're good.
Right. Now, I wonder if the Mets did panic back and say, all right, here's 5 years, 150, if that would have changed anything. Because at that point, like we saw with Edwin Diaz, the cart may be out of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. The horse may be out of the barn. By the way, coming up later with idiots with idioms.
Oh, God, this one was an epic.
We have so many misused idioms that we had to make it a very special audio package. Like, we can't sit here and listen to all of them. They have to be edited together because there were so many screwed up idioms in the week that was.
God, I mean, I go away for a couple of days, play some golf. Jeez.
I know. It's all your fault. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, welcome back, Teak.
Thank you,
man. Know, when I first saw the quote, my first reaction was, oh, it's a shot at the writers, especially Puma, because Puma wrote that stuff about the clubhouse and maybe Cohen was pissed. But now I have to tell you, I don't think that's true, because he does say misrepresenting a Post article.
Right.
And all Cohen had to do was swap the word usual idiots for usual suspects, and it wouldn't have been as bad.
Right.
But I think he let his frustration get to him.
Chris, I think you're right. If he says usual suspects,
It
makes us now say, oh, he's talking about the trollers. He's talking about the people who don't really understand the economics of baseball. He's not talking about the fans. He's talking about anybody that responds negatively to anything the Mets do. And that's not the fan. And so, yes, it is. Some of it is a fan, but he would have separated specifically the Met fan.
He would have lessened this. I still think there would have been a tone deafness to addressing something that's not what people care about, such as you lost Alonso, you lost Diaz, and the reporting over the last 2 weeks has made it seem like you didn't want Pete back, and you basically botched the Diaz negotiation. So that's the thing most Met fans are caring about, and you're ignoring that to just get defensive about the payroll.
Right.
So even if, yes, idiot was left out, it wouldn't be as incendiary, but it still wouldn't have been like eye on the prize.
No. It would have still felt dismissive, I think is the best way to think of it.
And the one thing you don't want to be is dismissive of your customers that you are probably going to beg to want to come back next
year. This is the reality in New York, and I figured this out very early in my career. It's one thing to think that the fan doesn't know anything. You go some places, it's casual fans, and they're just kind of like there, and they want to go have some tailgates and, you know, hang out. It's a social event. Yeah, if the game is great, fantastic. If not, whatever, I'm leaving. And they don't really care, or they don't really know what they're watching or paying attention to. The New York fan knows exactly what they're saying. They know exactly what they're talking about. They know exactly what they're watching, and because they've seen it over years and years and years and years. Now, I don't believe that previous years inform what's going to happen in the current year, but you have a knowledge base to know when you're being sold a bill of goods or when you're being insulted or when you're being dismissed for your opinion. And I think that's what the Met man feels right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.